The latest Badger poll has Kerry trailing President Bush by 4%, a statistical dead heat. That has strategists looking to rural swing districts to possibly make the difference. Seth Buffelli is the communications director for the Democratic Party of Wisconsin.
People fall into the assumption that the winning Wisconsin is just about Milwaukee and Madison and Green Bay. But rural parts of western Wisconsin are very important. The Republicans and the Democrats both are putting a real heavy emphasis on the western side of the state.
Joining Kerry at the farm rally in Chippewa County will be Governor Jim Doyle, U.S. Senator Russ Feingold, and U.S. Representative David Obie. Buffelli says many of the western Wisconsin people who voted for those Democrats also voted Republican for their local and state lawmaker.
They're the true swing voters, so I think that's why there's a lot of emphasis there, because it's a kind of a voting block that has a history of voting for both Democrats and Republicans.
If given a chance to talk to Kerry, Democratic Representative Barb Gronimus would ask a farm question that affects her rural western Wisconsin district.
I would ask him who was going to be the next Secretary of Agriculture for the nation.
Gronimus is a longtime member of the state's Agriculture Committee.
Whoever is the new secretary, I would hope, would have a better understanding of the real working world of agriculture and look at the whole issue of pricing of products, and that we look at fair trade instead of free trade, which has not always been fair.
Kerry is expected to tout his health care plan that, if approved, would provide more affordable health insurance for farmers who work in a high-risk business and pay very high premiums. The senator is from the New England region, where he supported the Northeast Dairy Compact before it expired. It paid farmers there a higher price for milk than here. Kerry says as president, though, he would not support new legislation to spread regional compacts across the country. But not all from here want to talk farming. Republican State Representative Mark Pettis from northwestern Wisconsin lives in a high property tax district next to Minnesota. He would ask Kerry about federal funds.
Why Wisconsin ranks last in federal funding for the state. It's either 49th or 50th. If we could get the average federal funding that goes to other states, we could reduce the property taxes, our sales taxes, and even income taxes in the state of Wisconsin.
Meanwhile, a visit by a presidential candidate to this part of western Wisconsin doesn't happen very often, so it's expected thousands could turn out for the farm rally in Bloomer. Kerry begins Friday in Cloquet, Minnesota, north of Duluth, and travels by bus to Bloomer, staying overnight in Eau Claire before continuing his tour through southern Wisconsin on Saturday. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.